Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Cheroo. Good luck, we're a buff when I shake hands with you.
Yeah, everyone still, after all these years, agreeing that Dick Van Dyke
and that's lucky too.
Gave us the worst English accent of all time. Even Dick Van Dyke did jokes about it after all of these years. So lovable, though, and so wonderful. Not only in that, you know, really in everything that he does, but so great in the original Mary Poppins. And wait until you see him in Mary Poppins Returns. I don't want to oversell it. I like the movie very much. I loved the part with Dick Van Dyke in this movie. I think you will, too, when you go to see it. Now, Lin-Manuel Miranda does not play the Bert role, Bert the Chimney Sweep. He's a lamplighter instead. So, you know, it's a little bit different. You know, for him to be in Mary Poppins was a thrill for him, as he told us. And he was also on Cloud Nine because just the day before, he had been given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That was an incredible honor. It really snuck up on me how moving it was.
And reading your Twitter page, you seemed like remarkably moved by it. You've got a lot of honors. How many awards did you get for Hamilton? This really hit you, it seemed.
I'm always moved when people cut work to come see a ceremony outside on a sidewalk during the day, and there was so much love out on that street. I was moved that my star is in front of the Pantages, which is where I worked in LA when I played Usnavi for 5 weeks on my first show in the Heights, and then to have Rita Moreno and Weird Al Yankovic. I thought Weird Al would make me laugh and Rita would make me cry, and the inverse happened. Rita was hilarious and Al was so sincere that I burst into tears. So it was a totally unexpected moving day.
And now being part of this that's so iconic. We've talked about this in Chicago.
That's right.
When you first signed up for this, and you know how mind-blowing it was for you to even be a part of this. Mm-hmm. Do you still feel the same way now that it's done and people are seeing it and reviews are coming out?
Yeah, and it's the ripples are big and small. They're big in, oh, I get to hug Dick Van Dyke at the premiere of this movie. They're small in, this morning I brought home Mary Poppins Returns Christmas ornaments, and the last thing I saw before I left my apartment this morning was my son playing with a doll of me and a doll of Mary Poppins. So it's just like, I feel like the ripples of this thing are just beginning.
What was the most difficult part about this for you?
I think the most, I don't want to say difficult because that implies something negative, but the biggest challenge, of course, was the dancing. I mean, this is the dancing in that first movie set such a high bar. You think
Even
step
for
in time.
You, with all your stage experience.
Yeah, but if you watch Hamilton carefully, you'll notice there's incredible dancing in that show. Hamilton does almost none of it. He stands and raps while things swirl around him. Yeah. So, you know, I've danced extensively, particularly in my first show in the Heights, but this is... you know, Rob runs his film sets like a theater company. And Triple Little Light Fantastic, which is the big number towards the end of the film, he ran that as a continuous 8-minute dance piece. He set action at the top, and then he set cut after 8 minutes of hardcore dancing. Yeah. And so that was a lot of work, but it was joyous work because you're going from a total novice to mastery in his hands.
You're less than a month away now from becoming Alexander Hamilton again in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
That must be super emotional for you.
It is, and what's really interesting is the timeline of it. You know, I have that time hop thing where it tells you what you were doing on this date 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 7 years ago. And right now, my time hop keeps telling me about when we brought In the Heights to Puerto Rico, which was one of the most moving experiences of my life, to have my work received by the island where I was almost born, as I put it in one of my updates. And I've wanted to bring Hamilton to Puerto Rico since we opened on Broadway. And the fact that all of the money is going to go towards helping Puerto Rico and arts organizations on the island is sort of the cherry on the cake.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is in Mary Poppins Returns in theaters now, the number two movie so far for the box office. By the way, his staging of Hamilton in Puerto Rico, they had to move the location. It originally was going to be at a university there, and because of security concerns, they, at the last minute, have had to move the production elsewhere just to make sure that everybody who goes and everyone who's performing is completely safe. But I'm sure that's going to be all over the news when that happens.